The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Paz, and this podcast is about seven different breeds of dogs and everything you need to know about them. Welcome to episode one. This episode, we are going to be talking about labs and everything I think you should know about labs. So the weight, height, length, energy, socialization, body language, barking, intelligence, the grooming needs, if they get the zoomies, if they have any weird attributes, if they have any weird sleeping positions, do they dig, if they're clean or not, do they bark at their own reflection, and finally, do they lose their mind when the doorbell rings? So, I have had a lab, and I have had a lab, and she was about 55 to 71 pounds. If you have a male, he will be 64 to 79 pounds. The height of our average lab is 22 to 24 inches. That is about 2 feet. That is about this little shorter than my waist. And the length, the lab will have about 36 to 42 inches in length. And so it's a good snuggle length. The energy, yes, they do have a lot of energy. Their energy is never ending and they'll always want to play. They love throwing a ball and catch and retrieve. They also love swimming in the ocean. But they also love to be with you and to go on long walks and hikes. So if you love doing that, then you definitely get a lab. For socialization, you should get them out to see new people so you can build their confidence. And they're usually friendly dogs, so they like other people and other dogs, so that's not a problem. With their body language, if they're wagging their tail, that means they're friendly and they want to have fun. If they are laying down and having your belly towards you, that means they love you. And they want pets. If the dog is panting and wagging the tail and in a bit of a stretch position, they're playful and they want to have fun. If they're just sitting and you're looking at you weirdly, nodding their head back and forth, that means they're confused. And if they're sitting, pointing nose up at you, that means they're nervous. If they pace, they have anxiousness and are pacing. And if they're suspicious, their tail will raise up and will look at whatever that is making them suspicious. If they're begging, they'll be shaking their tail and moving the paws up. And if they're wanting to stalk something in the grass or an animal, they'll get in like the stalking position, which is like being all quiet, pointing at the direction, and the tail will be like behind the legs. If the dog is relaxed, then they will lay down and then just look at you because they love you. They will have a growling face on and will be all tensed. If they are frightened, they will try to shrink as much as possible. So if you know all those, then be careful. If you are barking, they do not bark a lot. But once they do, pay attention to them because that means something is wrong. And they will want to protect you and they will definitely help you. For grooming. Yes, you will need to groom your dogs. And if you have a lab, you know they shed. They shed a lot. So if you don't want your catches full of hair, or if the floor full of hair, or anywhere you don't want to have a lot of hair, you should probably groom your dogs. If you're living in the city, you probably don't have a farm so the dogs can go so the dogs won't be able to grind the claws on the ground or whatever. So you'll need to trim their tails. You'll need to trim their toenails. But if you're living outside the city where they have plenty of chances to roam and to grind the nails down, then I guess you don't need to trim the toenails. So back to the petting, back to the trimming the hair. So you should probably get a brush so you can brush them out somewhere where you don't want them to get a lot of hair. So you should probably get them a nice comb and then brush them like every day if you can. Or just get a nice vacuum and then vacuum all up the hair. So back to my earlier thoughts is the weird attributes. Labs love the water and they have a big appetite. I remember one time or a couple times we went to the lake and my lab would just play for hours and hours and hours throwing sticks, just being in the water. One time we went to Salt Lake City and went to the Salt Lake and we brought a dog. She would just go up and taste the salt water, then take a step back and shake her. Ah, then she'd do it again and again and again. And that is pretty funny. Weird sleeping positions. Yes, they do not have weird sleeping positions. They either lay on your back or on the side or circle up in the ball. Yes, they do dig. If they have not gotten all the energy out or bored, they will dig anywhere they can. Yes, labs are naturally clean because they love you and they want to protect you. Yes, labs will bark at their own reflection. Labs are easily trainable. They have high energy and are smart, so they can be trained easily. My lab liked to do this shake, sit down, lay down, roll over, and other training stuff like that. I also remember my lab likes to escape. So if you do have a dog, if you do have a lab, then I suggest getting like an electric fence so that they don't escape from that, like a strong one, because we had an electric fence, but my dog would just get up enough speed and run right through it. I'd also have high gates because they like to jump and they can get over the gates super easily. So I would not recommend small gates if you want your dog to not escape. Here are some fun things that labs do. They will cuddle with you once they're all played out and they're tired because they want to go to bed and they love you, so they want to be around you a lot. Some other fun things they do is they will sit on your feet and they will love your pets. They love getting petted. All the dogs I know love getting pets from the owners. And the zoomies. The labs will definitely get the zoomies. Most dogs you'll see will definitely get the zoomies at one point in their life. Or multiple points. You never know. So you just got to get them hyped up. You'll also need to have a big yard, or I guess you don't need to have a big yard, but it helps to have a big yard so that they won't destroy any of your furniture when they get their zoomies, and they love their zoomies. Labs will definitely chase the tails, so that'll be fun to watch, and if you have a phone handy, you can also videotape them so they will know. And they like to lick everything. The couch, their hair, you, that's because they love you, and that's how they show affection. Labs are like anything you can throw. Balls, frisbees, chew toys, ropes for tug of war, and get their mind tired out. That will help with their energy level and they want to snuggle with you more. And they love squeaker toys because if it makes noise, they love them. And Labradors love swimming, as I have already told you. So if you go to the lake, always bring sticks. You can throw them far and the dog will fetch the sticks and bring them back to you. And then that'll be a little fun toy that they, a little fun activity that they love. Something you'll want to know is that labs will steal your spot when you get up because they love sitting in the nice warm spot that their human has sat in because it smells like you. And if they lay with your butt towards your face, that means they are comfortable with you. So they, if they lay with their butt towards your face, that means they're comfortable with you and they want to protect you, and they are probably looking at the door or somewhere else so they can protect you. If dogs are showing you while they eat, that means they want your food and they will beg for them if you give them some food. They will also drool like crazy because I'm not sure why, but it's actually pretty funny that they drool like crazy. And then they love lying across doorways or hallways because they like to get attention, and that's usually how they get attention. Then they look at you if you pass them by with a sad face if you don't pet them at least once. So I usually pet them. And then if your labs have a good dream, they will usually whine or do like a running thing while they sleep, because that means they're like chasing something and they're about to catch the prey. And they like acting out dreams, so that is also why they move. And labs have awesome noses, so they will walk in zigzags, just following their scents that they find with their nose. And if you take them with long walks, be prepared to have them follow the nose, and then they'll move all over you, around you. They will go where the nose takes them to. So that's cool. And yes, obviously, the dogs will lose their minds when the doorbell rings, because they will yap and they will be excited when the doorbell rings because that's someone new or they're trying to protect you. So labs will definitely go hiding under the bed during fireworks or thunderstorms because they don't like loud noises because they have excellent hearing. They will also just... I remember one time we were camping during 4th of July, and that was a bad, bad time to go camping with a lab because we were on an island and... We were on an island and we had the lab and we were in a tent. But then fireworks went off and then she just went running off and swam to a different island with lots of other dogs. We eventually found her in the morning. But definitely don't go camping on 4th of July when you have a dog, especially a lab. One thing to also know is if you say like a walk or treat or bath, they will definitely know what you're talking about and they'll run the other way. Thank you for listening to episode 1. This is DJ Paws signing off.